This morning, we receive with accuracy your word. Now, in your inside, find revelation, knowledge, precision in that which you give. As we study New Testament ministry, we see us in you how we ought to act. We see the practice of the Spirit, and we are better for it. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. I'm sure you listened well this morning. Scholastic. Yeah. 2 Timothy 3. And from a child. That's one of the Holy Scriptures. It's able to make the wise in salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. It says all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and spoken for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for showing righteousness. It is the word of Philemos. And of Philemos is not known. It's profitable in verse 16. That is, it says all Scripture. Profitable, that's what of Philemos. H-E-L-I-M-O-S. That's what, yeah. Known. Because this is what I do. Yeah. It means to appreciate. Because what I do. That makes sense now. It says to Timothy that from a child you have known the Holy Spirit. I do. You have appreciated. You have placed value on the Holy Spirit. You have learned to look upon. And because you have looked upon it, you have now become wise. That is the word used for those who have learned their trade well. You know, those who have learned that. Have you seen someone who is good marketing? No, I'm serious. Have you seen a good marketer? You buy what you buy. You might pause and say, no, it's not part of my budget. You put it to your budget. Because he is wise, he is smart, he is skillful, he can craft things. So the boss says, because Timothy has placed value on the scriptures, he can now have that amidst everything that is written, because his salvation should be in Christ. Does that make sense now? Eh? Should I come again? Paul says, because Timothy has known, you say that word known is Eido, Eido. That is, he has appreciated, he has placed value, he likes the scriptures as and because of that, that's made him skillful, that's made him wise, smart, to see out of everything created, written, he must craft out salvation. He craft out. He must craft out. In verse 16, that says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, past graphe, and it's all that was written. That makes sense. Eh? All that was written. That is, it's given by the inspiration of God and it's profitable for teaching. Say teaching. But the reason why we have scriptures is for teaching. Teaching. Okay? You're going to sing with you. You know that's how it ought to be. When you're singing, you are teaching. That's what Paul said. Say teaching and punishing one another. In psalm, in a spiritual song. So, a song ought to teach. Ought to teach Christ. I listen. So, when I say, I know you think, you're teaching something. Teaching something. So the believer that taught God is not reliable in teaching these faithfulness. If the believer that is taking it will lose his salvation, he's saying, hallelujah. Alright, so, as we study New Testament ministry, one of the great is a lifestyle, a king culture's work. Because ministry is more than doctrine, is a practice. You want to see vital things that in the New Testament ministry. Last week, see that the New Testament ministry is the church of the Spirit, right? Praise God. This is another foundation. Alright, so the New Testament ministry is the ministry, chapter 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, are you there? Verse 4. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 4. Are you there? Let's go. And to God, what? That we are sufficient, that we don't have a sufficient of ourselves. Think any of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who has made us able ministers, right? Of what? Of the New Testament. Some of you like a covenant in your book. Alright, so this of the New Testament letter, but of the for the letter, but the Spirit gives life. As we said, last week we were able to peruse that by saying New Testament. And it says, none of the letter, right? What is the letter? Printed letter. Huh? No. Rather, by saying letter, Lord Moses, right? It's not of the letter. For the letter killeth, but the spirit. Now, so why is not of the letter? The new letter is not of the letter, but it is of the spirit. So we said, this is law, has been the New Testament. You can build a New Testament ministry on do's and don'ts. You don't fail. You can build on the spirit. Alright, so the New Testament is of the spirit, not of the letter. So that's where we perish that how it is not of the letter. Right? The letter will refer, the Lord has called the Bible letter. I said, don't just preach the word. Don't give us the letter. Give us the spirit. And it's only because both the spirit and the letter are written. What he calls the spirit is first of all written. Hallelujah. I think we're still there. So you must learn to appreciate the New Testament ministry. He said, is of the spirit. Say of the spirit. Are you scared? Say of the spirit. Now remember, we went to 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. Well, Paul's words, he says, now concerning spiritual, I will not have you ignorant. Now concerning spiritual gifts, the word gifts is in italics, which means it's not there in the original. So he said, now concerning spiritual, open your Bible, I will not have you ignorant. The word ignorant is the word that A-G-N-O-E-O, which implies that someone is in the dark. That is, how many of you know you're ignorant about sports? Let me see your hands now, come on. You're ignorant. I mean, you don't know anything. You know that there's just, you know Ronaldo. Everybody, every lady knows Ronaldo. Every lady. You know Ronaldo. You know Ronaldo. Yeah, but coming from you, Ronaldo. How many of you know Michael Jordan? So that means you're ignorant about basketball. Let me see your hands. Nigerians. You are ignorant about golf. You don't even know how they play. You don't know that you just take one stick and just start kicking. You don't know. You know, that means you're in the dark. When you see people gather and talk about golf, you just look at them. Yeah. Every other word should be yes and amen. Why? Because you are in the dark. Because you're in the dark. So, Paul says, but concern spiritual, I will not have you in the dark. Now, you know, Paul doesn't say this concerning every Bible subject. He doesn't say this concerning finances. Now concerning money and how to manage it. How to heal from naira. From naira to dollar. That's what he said. Now concerning how you can toast. There's some guys that have skills. And some ladies to have. I think ladies don't toast. The ladies have toasted me before. But, yes. So, he says, now concerning spirituals, I will not have you ignorant. So, there are things we ought to be ignorant about. When I'm playing, that becomes really good. There are things we ought not to be ignorant about. So, he says this about he was specific, spiritual. So, let's look at that letter of 1 Corinthians and see what he has called spiritual earlier. In 1 Corinthians 2:13, he calls the man who is born again spiritual. 1 Corinthians 2:13. We have to be swift now. Which things we also speak, not in the words which man wisdom teaches, but that which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Actually, it's actually comparing spiritual things. What comparing is actually what explaining. That is, we explain spiritual things with spiritual. That clear? It's comparing spiritual things to the spiritual man. It says we explain things with the spiritual man. That makes sense now. In verse 14, it says they are spiritually discerned. It says the things spiritually discerned. He says, he that is spiritual, a man can be spiritual. He that is spiritual. Alright. In chapter 3, verse 1, he says, I beg you to not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but unto carnal, even as unto the guys. He now starts comparing a man. I love one of Pastor Michael's teaching today. Paul's three men. As Daniel teaches, Paul's three men. Comparing the natural man, the spiritual man, the carnal man. Paul's three men. He used the three men. So, the spiritual man, yeah, cannot speak of you as a spiritual, but as a carnal. So he called the man spiritual. Hallelujah. But then the thing is, Paul called spiritual before he starts saying, marriage is spiritual. Or, your business is spiritual. So I'm just trying to take it to this Paul called spiritual. Does that make sense? In chapter 9, verse 11. If we are sown unto spiritual things, how is it that we, is it grace if you read your canon text that says we are sown unto spiritual things? What spiritual things is happening? Our teaching, words, and it's approaching. Okay? Chapter 10, verse 3. They did all eat the same spiritual meat and drank and did all drink the same spiritual drink. I believe this is supposed to be not meant, they did not all eat. Actually, they were meant to eat the same spiritual meat and they were meant to drink the same because not all of them believed. We already said it in that same chapter. After that, they perished because they did not believe. Spiritual meat, spiritual drink, is it Fanta? Eh? Pito? All spiritual drink. All spiritual drink and spiritual meat. The gospel. Why are you slow? You are scared. You don't know the gospel, alright. Alright, and verse 4. Chapter 10, verse 4. Okay, so the same scripture again. Chapter 12, verse 1. Now concerning scripture, gifts of the Holy Ghost. Chapter 14, verse 1. Follow up the law, but desire spirituals. Desire spiritual. 14, verse 12. Even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts. Alright? So you are seeing the things you use for spiritual. 14, verse 37. If any man thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, that is learned, grown, that's the same way we now use it in Galatians 6:1, where it says, if any man thinks into error, let those that are spiritual, and those that are mature, that's the same thing he's saying in 1 Corinthians 14:37, that if you think you are a prophet or you are spiritual, I do it. Now my friends, there's a friend I have like that, spiritual. Chapter 15, verse 44. If he's sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. Talks about new creation. 15:46. Howbeit, that was not the first spiritual, but that which is natural, after all that which is what? Spiritual. So we'll use 13 times in the book. 1 Corinthians. You know. Okay. We'll use 13 times in the book of 1 Corinthians, the word spiritual. In the entire New Testament Greek, it was used 25 times. Now, when I'm giving all these details, I want you to know something. Out of the 23 times it was used by Paul in the entire New Testament. What does that tell you? To learn what spiritual is, not shift to Paul. The other usages that are known online. 1 Peter 2:5, the spiritual house, Revelation 11, by Paul, Romans 1:11, Romans 7:14, Romans 8:6, Romans 5:7, Galatians 6:1, Ephesians 1:3, Ephesians 19, Ephesians 6:12, Galatians 1:9, Galatians 3:16. I'll come again. Romans 1:11, Romans 7:14, Romans 1:11, Romans 7:14, Romans 8:6, Romans 15:27, Galatians 6:1, Ephesians 1:3, Ephesians 5:19, Ephesians 5:19, Ephesians 6:12, Galatians 1:9, Galatians 3:16. That makes sense now. The 1 Peter 2:5, Revelation 11:8. So total we have 25 usage of the word spiritual. Now looking at the word spiritual, you observe that it is Paul's hermeneutics. Right? It is Paul. And that's what instructed. It makes sense shortly now. Don't forget, why are we looking at the word spiritual? Because what we have as a New Testament ministry is a ministry of why are we looking at that word spiritual? Because what we have as a New Testament ministry is a ministry of what? Of the Spirit. It's a ministry of the Spirit. It's a ministry of the Spirit. Alright. Yeah. Now, go back to that 2 Corinthians 3. Let's reappraise something. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6. That says, He has made us able ministers of the New Testament. You know, so some joints, in the name of the joint, you see New Testament Church of Christ. That joint, I mean, the one there, why I fight for the suit? The pursuit joint. That's the only joint you know. But that's what Paul called it. Paul has a way, he called it joint. That's to which every joint is applied. Some joints, you see, signboard. New Testament Church. And immediately you enter, the first thing you are given is cracker and wine to eat the body of Christ. Now I have no issue with that. If you can just agree that as you are eating it, it's not in you. Because it cannot be in you. And you are still eating him at the same time. Does that make sense? Eh? It's either Christ is in us. Okay. This guy is in heaven too. Let's not say he's seated in heaven. Let me agree with you. Now, he's seated on one throne. How is he on that throne? You are still eating him here. We're going to finish him. will what? Be affected. Hallelujah. Alright, so that's why we're learning this New Testament. We don't know what New Testament is. We say it's a New Testament church. They're not doing covenant. Oh, God, I'll pass away, pass away. I'll just them. Oh, God, I'll pass away, pass away. We are the new covenant. We know the Lord, He loves us. And with a written on the palm of His head, like this. He is in me, I'm in him. You know, people have cliche. We are in not each other. Yes, yes, I have a girl. And you still go ahead and take breath. But the Holy Ghost in you. That's what I think we're together. So we must know the New Testament practice. He says, He has made up able ministers. Look at the word minister to Africa, a bit. Jesus Himself was a minister, a servant, diaconia, a servant. You know, at the point, the mother of James and John, I bet it is some of you have not said to. You know, they met Jesus, of course. Jesus will perform miracles. He was all like Peter. You know, Jesus had many disciples. Out of many, He chose 120. Out of 120, He chose 12. Out of 12, He had 3, I mean, 3 in Antarctus. Peter, James, John. Out of the 3 in Antarctus, now the inner of the inner. Peter. I mean, imagine you are Peter. Huh? Imagine you are Peter. You don't go to your wife at home. Hello, on me. You can never be poor. That was some charismatic I've done today. See that? Why can't you before? Have you seen that? Storm cannot stop you. Storm. You are there like this. Storm. 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 You see how many I chop. You know? You see how many bed I chop. Hello, honey. You can never be poor. And so because you don't know what miracles. The mother of James and John now went to Jesus after sex. Pastor, I've been blessed. I love you. You love me. You love each other. I'm growing spiritually, but I have a request, sir. I have a favor. He said, go ahead, go. Say, in your kingdom. Now my first son just sit at your right. And my second one that he didn't leave one space for dinner. He said, can my second one just be like, ha, say, you don't know what you're saying. He's not giving it to me. Do you know what I'm saying? Let I. He said, come down the cross, but let's go together. And you know something about that is, I'm going somewhere. When you were done, the other disciples ate that and they were hungry with him. Wow. They too were hanging that left and right. And you were going with Jesus. We will not be on the right. Yeah. So when they heard that mother of Jesus, they said, what's your mother? We do have mothers. And then anyway, they would have greeted James as John's mother. But Jesus now changed the narrative. He said, he that will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So we are able servants of the New Testament. Servants. The new ministry is not a show of ministry. I will say that shortly. We are servants of the New Testament. Who are you? Servants of the New Testament. Alright, so what do you understand what the New Testament is? That is not of the letter but of the Spirit. You know, let's look at the first, the prophecy that is almost the direct transliteration of this. In Jeremiah 31:31. Jeremiah 31:31. There's a prophecy worked together from verse 31 to 34. I wait for you. The new covenant and the new testament is the same thing, right? Huh? Alright. Want to see what it's about? What are the things? He has said it's of the spirit. I mean, it's not of the letter. It's of the spirit. So once you look at how is it the spirit. How do I want to look at that? How is it of the spirit? How is it of the spirit? Jeremiah 31:31. Are you ready now? Wait, 34. Want to go? Says the Lord. When I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day I showed them by the hand and bring them out of the land of Egypt. Which my covenant did break, although I was an husband unto them, says the Lord. But this shall be the covenant I will make unto the house of Israel. After those days, say the Lord, I will put my law in your inward part, and I will write it in your heart, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they all shall know me, from the least to the greatest of them. Say the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin. This is the new covenant. I will put my spirit in their inward part. I'll put my spirit
in them. That is, they will have my spirit. That's the New Testament. So if you don't know anything about the New Testament, know that it is the spirit within. Then you start teaching the spirit of Paul. You want to bear me? You want to carry the spirit? Before English, you say, obey me. Obey me. That is, he carried the spirit with. And if you look at the ones, that one will be behaving abnormally. You want to know if he carries spirit. The spirit carrying. Bring up iron. When he feels the heat. Follow him again. He's speaking now. That's his speech. By the spirit that was transferred. Because he did not carry his spirit. The New Testament is the spirit within. I'll put my spirit in your heart. You see that same thing in Ezekiel 36:25-27. The New Testament is the spirit within. That's what we're going to do. Verse 34. He now says, I will forgive their sins. I will forgive their sins and their what? Iniquities are what? Remember no more. Classic feature of the New Testament ministry. Forgiveness of sins and not reckoning with it no more. Praise God. Praise God. I will forgive their sins and their iniquities are remembered no more. So the New Testament ministry teaches forgiveness of sin. You get our teaching, salvation through faith. You will learn about forgiveness of sin, confession of sin, the blood of Jesus, how can I be holy, all those stuff. You learn it. Salvation through faith. Salvation through faith. Ensure you listen to it. Exactly. Sure. So what's the name, man? Are you joining? Alright. So, the New Testament ministry teaches forgiveness. Say forgiveness. So, in the New Testament ministry, you don't always people who say, I used to know one brother like that. Whenever he's preaching, all of you that are saying, you must repent. You do repent now. It reminds me of the series I have about Pastor Kumi. Yeah, consecration. All of you, and every what? All of you that have been serving Lord, you move away from his power, the power of righteousness. And you claim to say you are giving what belongs to Caesar. To Caesar, there's a day coming, and that day you will see Caesar. Is that it? Like that? I always learn a bit from right here. I know you will see Caesar. He's not showing Caesar like this. You can't see Caesar when he's like. But the news that I'm not saying. I just remember that. Nothing with that for me. Okay, for you. The news that ministry does not point to what sin. If you want to know how someone preaches the news. Or the new covenant, what how he uses the word sin. Am I saying you go and sin? Well, you are not okay. If you are okay very well, you know that's not what I'm saying. You say you are not okay. That's what you say. Because I preach many times and someone just take my word and say, he said, we should go and sin. Go and sin now. Go on now. Maybe they burn us together. I'm saying the New Testament ministry preaching does not point to people's sin. It doesn't. That's not the word sin. That's the long way to go this one. Quite scholastic. You are not Bible student, you might get bored. So, just come back to being a Bible student. 1 Corinthians 5:21. Look at the word sin throughout. Look at the word sin, the word sinner, the word sins. Alright? Look at the word sin. 1 Corinthians 5:21. Are you there? Ensure you open your Bible throughout. You are going to open more than 15 verses. 1 Corinthians 5:21. I'm just telling you to see that. Let's first go back to the 2 Corinthians 5:21. Just bring your heart. Are you there? Want to go? But I have made him to be what? Sin for us. Who knew no sin? That we might be what? Did you see the way he put sin? He made him to be sin for us. Who knew no sin? Look at the mention of, in the New Testament ministry, the mention of the word what? Seven never glory. He knew no sin. Galatians 2:7. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of salvation was committed to them, 2:17. But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin, God forbid. Observe the way sin is used. When it points to someone's sin and says, you are a sinner, let me know. Let me know. So, James is Christ the minister of sin, God forbid. 2 Thessalonians 3, 2:3. Funny enough, the word sin was not in Ephesians at all. In fact, the only time you see something that is related to that is Ephesians 1:7. And the word sins, Ephesians 1:7. That is just one mention in the entire book of Ephesians. Is that clear? 2:3. For our exhortation was not deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor of sin. Ramesses, 1 Timothy 5:20. Them that sin rebuke before all, that others may also fear. Talking about rebuke in the church. If you see someone that is not behaving well, is not spiritually well in the church, you don't know where. If you thought that spiritual temperature is high, if you see something like that, rebuke. Ramesses, in Hebrews, you are used 13 times, let me just paraphrase those. 13 times, in the book of 1 John, you are used 15 times. Let's look at the word sinner. Remember where we are coming from is that the New Testament does not teach people sin. You don't come one day and your sermon is adultery. That's not the New Testament ministry. Jesus did not send you. He's surprised that you are preaching. And we look at the examples of sermons in the New Testament ministry. I will show you sermons. How people preach. How preaching is ought to be done. You don't come to church and say, some of you always go to boys' house. Yeah, it's only you. The eyes of the Lord is following. He's following everyone as a youth. Evil man does not see God. Deborah. What they call you? She got my name. Offering money. We are using it. Only about spending of money. Offering money. Obi-Repa. Yeah, me. Knowledge. And she came back. Said, am I not talking to you? Yeah, it's true. Said, you? No. I left the yeah. But the New Testament ministry, there's a way to preach. Yeah, you don't point to people's sin. Praise God. Because that was going to help. You know anybody. It's not good that you should ask who you are. Praise God. Let's get what sinner. Romans 3:7. Thank you, Jesus. You learn something? Huh? For if the truth of God, for if the truth of God hath more abounded true life unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? You are sarcastic and rhetoric. Romans 5:8. But God commended his love to us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Have you seen Paul pointing to everybody as a sinner? No. Christ died for us. Who is he pointing to? The sinner or Christ? Huh? And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The focus is on the Christ. Romans 5:9. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we are saved from wrath through him. Romans 5:20. Moreover, the law entered that offense might abound, but where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. 1 Timothy 1:9. I see the way he's using the word sin. So observe the way your own pastor uses sin. Like pastor, observe the way you use sin. Because the mention of the New Testament ministry on sin is forgiveness of it. Forgiveness, rebuke of it. That makes sense. If your own is to point it out, you are now the sin detector. Praise God. 1 Timothy 1:9. Knowing this, that the law is not made for the righteous man. The law is not made for the righteous man. But for the lawless, the disobedient. The disobedient, for the ungodly, or sinners. I'm doing something. For only unto faith. Mothers of fathers and mothers. For men slayers. Those of you that are slave. The law is for you. For men slayers. 1 Timothy 1:18. This charge I commit. Don't get that of reading your Bible. Yeah, Bible. 1 Timothy 1:18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the wisdom of God, that I will know. Mistake. 1:15. This is a faithful saying, word of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners. To save sinners. Are you saying the use of the word sinner? To save. Hebrews 12:3. You must be a good Bible student. Not a casual Christian. You must be able to say, this is where this is how this is. Hebrews 12:3. But consider him that endured the contradiction of sinners against himself, lest the weary and faith in your mind say, consider Jesus. Consider him. So, the focus is still on Jesus. Hallelujah. Christ just came to save sinners. Hebrews 7:26. I skipped that. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 4:18. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? At a evangelistic sermon. Is accept Jesus now. James 4:8. Journey unto God. He will journey unto you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. And purify your heart, you don't mind. That's actually a figure of speech. It's calling the believers and says, cleanse your hands, you sinners. Because, in the James now, well, what they are doing, they are not walking in law, they are pursuing the desire of the flesh. So he calls them sinners. Well, that's slight. Jude 15. So it's a good journey upon us, conviction of the ungodly, among them of all ungodly deeds, which are ungodly committed, and of all hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Like, the word sins, in the book of Romans, is used 4 times. We look at sin earlier, not sins. This was not plural. This is the book of Romans 4 times. Don't get tired already. We have been tired. Romans 4 times. 1 Corinthians 15:3. About the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15:17. Galatians 1:4. Galatians 1:4. Ephesians 1:7. Let's look at that. Ephesians 1:7. In whom we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of what? The forgiveness of sins. So, look at, we're looking at the New Testament though. Look at the way the enemy is putting it. We have forgiveness of sins. We have forgiveness of sins. Ephesians 2:1. And you are the wicked who are dead in trespasses and sin. You say in our past. He put sins in our past. So you are dead in trespass and sins. Ephesians 2:1. Colossians 1:14, the same thing. Colossians 2:13. Colossians 2:11. 1 Thessalonians 2:16. 1 Timothy 5:22. Timothy 5:24. 2 Timothy 3:6. In the book of Hebrews 14 times. In the book of James 2 times. 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 3:18. 2 Peter 1:9. 1 John 1:9. Forgiveness of sin. 1 John 2:2. We have an advocate with the Father. 1 John 2:12. Your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. 1 John 3:5. 1 John 4:10. I'll come again. Romans 4 times. 1 Corinthians 15:3. 1 Corinthians 15:17. Galatians 1:4. Ephesians 1:7. Ephesians 2:1. Colossians 1:14. Colossians 2:13. Colossians 2:11. 1 Thessalonians 2:16. 1 Timothy 5:22. 1 Timothy 5:24. 2 Timothy 3:6. Hebrews 14 times. James 2 times. 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 3:16. 2 Peter 1:9. 1 John 1:9. 1 John 2:2. 1 John 2:12. 1 John 3:5. 1 John 4:10. The word sinned. The word sinned. In Romans 6 times. 6 times. Now let's see. 1 Corinthians 7:28. The word sinned. 1 Corinthians 7:28. But if thou marry, and thou hast not sinned, and if a virgin marry, she has not sinned. Nevertheless, she shall have trouble in her flesh, but I spare you. 2 Corinthians 12:27. You see it in Hebrews 3:17, 2 Peter 2:14, and 1 Timothy 1:10. I'll come again. 1 Corinthians 7:28, 2 Corinthians 12:27, Hebrews 3:17, 2 Peter 2:14, and 1 Timothy 1:10. The word sin. Now the word sin is used 75 times to call it. You know, now listen. Listen very well. Listen very well to this. The 75 times is used for what Christ has done. It's used for what Jesus has done. So listen to this. The message of the New Testament is what? Used 75 times and is used as touching what Jesus has done. So look at what Jesus asked them to preach. Luke 24:47. When you come to church, you must open Bible now. Church. Enter in this local room. Luke 24:47. We all read this one together. I'm looking at your mouth. Luke 24:47. 1, 2. And then, should you preach in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So look at that. It says, repentance and remission of sins should what? Preach. What we preach is what? Remission of sins. Repentance and remission of sins. So say, hey, that's what I'm looking for. That word repentance. What repentance means? To change your heart. To change your heart. To change your thinking. Why was he saying that? He's saying, a man of the teaching, they don't believe Jesus. Why? Because he's part of them. He saw him when he was young. So they don't believe him as the Messiah, as the one for this sin. So the preaching of the book of Acts was that, enter. Keep changing your mind. Don't now see Jesus as a carpenter. See him as what? The Savior. So that's the repentance. Repentance does not mean you are locking yourself in your room and you are crying. Some people do that, and they receive over their sins immediately. So, you know, let me tell you my own story. All the time, my dad's friend came to put yogurt in our freezer. He had one big freezer. Plenty yogurt. I was carrying on. And then my sister, so, we opened the freezer that day. Ah, what this? We're doing all of this. We opened the freezer. Ah, this yogurt. But we don't do that. I love this. But nevertheless, we still opened it and we brought out one big, bowl like that. A big bucket. We started like this. After we're taking like 8 spoons. I don't remember how I was going to say. And I cried. Ah! Oh God! Why did I not want to go to hell? 2 minutes. I told myself, I've already seen now. And just finish this thing. He said, it will be good to see now. That was whatever you like, my dear. So I can stand before kings. Repentance is to switch so that you are going to change your mind. You're going to change your thinking. You're going to impress the way you think about it. That means if I'm doing something that is not right before, and I repent, I'm going to repent and see what Jesus has done about that thing. Not see what I can do. Repentance is to see Jesus, not see myself. Does that make sense? So I come again. Repentance is to see Jesus, not myself. It's to see what Jesus has done, not what I can do. That's the New Testament ministry. So Jesus said in Luke 24:47, he says, what to preach is what? Repentance. Let people see what Jesus can do. And actually what he has done. Remission. Let people see what Jesus has done. That's repentance. What has he done? Remission. That's what is to be preached. Not those of you that are taking alcohol, alcohol will take it away, alcohol will take it to the point, to the pit of fire, alcohol will destroy your life. That's not the New Testament ministry. The New Testament ministry is a ministry of the Spirit. The New Testament ministry is the preaching of what? Remission of sin. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, if Jesus was to be on the earth today, physically, he was on the earth, hallelujah. He was being physically on the earth. You know, people will still not believe you. That is Jesus. Why? The sinners were his friends. The people Jesus knew as party, they were the sinners. Zacchaeus. Prostitute. If it was me, pastor, you know what people say? Man of God. Man of God. See the prostitute. What is this world turning to? We don't even know the presence of having the law. We be the servants of God. One idiot yesterday. No, I'm proud to call him idiot. One idiot yesterday. He was saying, you don't even know the real pastors anymore. I didn't even know the real pastor. Everybody just about die. Said, I was not talking. So yeah, I was not talking. So someone else I was out there said, show you pay your time. Yeah, you know you pay time. And you're there clamoring. You that I pay, no, I'm not talking. Even I will pay my time. I'm not going to give any pastor. I'll go to the street. I'll give the beggars. Believe you. You don't even know how to do the law. You don't even want to pay tithe. Beggar. There's some people say that is giving. But in my own Bible, I go as far as I know. That's my tithe. I'm an idiot. A professional idiot. So, imagine Jesus was to be on here. And you see him with this. You see him with that guy that smokes. That guy that dies and never smokes. And you see Jesus talking to him on the street and say, I said, pay him very seriously. Our Lord Jesus. I've been doubting him since then. I don't know if he's Jesus. Jesus is a sinner. Hallelujah. So, the New Testament ministry does not point out people's sin. Does not point out people's sin. Hallelujah. What you should minister is what? Forgiveness of sin, not faults. Don't minister faults. Don't minister people's faults. This is what you are doing that is not. No, minister what? Forgiveness of sin. We'll get to a place of, so when people now say, what should we do? Let's look at the sermons in the book of Acts. Acts 2:38. We lost without everything. Not much. I want to make observations and I'll ask questions. Is that fair? Make observations. Acts 2:38 to 40. Want to go? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus. For what? The remission of sins, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many words, he did justifying the just. Save yourselves from this untoward generation.
Hallelujah. See, Samuel, the Peter mentioned people sin here. What did he point them to?
Christ. Point them to Christ.
He mentioned this.
Point them to Christ.
That's the first sermon in the book of Acts. Let's see Acts chapter 4. Acts 3, 19 to 26. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. When the times of revelation shall come from the presence of God, and ye shall send Jesus Christ, which was before preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive in the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of his own prophet then, since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God rise up unto your brethren, rise unto me. Him shall you hear, and whatsoever he says unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which hear another prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Would that be he that does not believe shall be condemned? Verse 24. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those who follow after, as many have likewise foretold these days. Verse 25. You are the children of the prophets and the covenant which God has made with our fathers, saying unto them, and thy seed shall all the children of the earth be blessed. Unto you, first God, raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you, in turning away any one of you from his words. Look at the way he preached. Now, these guys were idolaters. These guys were the chief men, sorcerers. But Peter did not mention it. What did he mention? What the promise of God in the scriptures? Number one, how they can repent and be converted. How they can now be born again. And even if they're not born again, what will happen? That's what we need to find out. And that is the leading ministry. Hallelujah. Acts 4:8. Peter summoned to the council. Acts 4:8. Then Peter filled with the Holy Ghost said unto them, ye rulers of the people, the elders of Israel, if with these days be examined of the good deed we have done to this important man, by what means which is made of, be known to you and to the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, and God raised from the dead, by him does this man stand before you. This is the stone that was brought to naught by the builders, which now become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given among other heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the goodness of, can you see that? Look at what did he preach? Again, come on. The name. He preached Christ. He didn't preach people saved. And this is instructive to every minister of the gospel. He didn't go and ring bells or people for everybody. No, you point your attention to the past. What he has done, not what men are doing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Acts 5:29. Are you listening? Then Peter and the apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus Christ, whom you slew, and hanged on the tree. Him had God exalted in his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel, and forgiveness of sins, and we are the witness of these things. And so is the Holy Ghost, whom God has given them that will be in. That simple parable. What they did to Jesus, and how that is the sacrifice for sin. Acts 5, 29, 31. Acts 10:42. And he commanded us to preach unto the people, and testify that it is ordained, which was ordained of God, to be judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophet witness, and through his name, whosoever believe in him shall receive what? While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them that believe. If you preach it the right way, you will find the right result. How many of the people that preach turn or burn? Have you heard the turn or burn message before? Turn or burn means, I am preaching to you that it don't change, you will burn. Is that you turn or you burn? You know you burn. How many people will preach turn or burn? Weakness people speaking in tongues after the gospel. Not possible. Because I didn't get saved in prison. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what did you observe? The apostles toned down on people's sins. And they focused on Jesus. They toned down people's sins. And they focused on Jesus. That is the New Testament. If you want to understand forgiveness of sins, you have to confess our sins. Please ensure you get the teaching of salvation today. So, when you want to know the ministry of the Spirit, you look at the message. Should I come again? When you want to know the ministry of the Spirit, what do you do? Message.
You look at the signs and wonders. Look at the message. You look at signs and wonders. Because the New Testament is known by what is said. Known by what is said. You know, Moses passed the Red Sea. Right? You can imagine Moses passing the Red Sea. He saw people are dead, you know. You'd rather be captured by Pharaoh. Yeah. Ha. 1 minute ago, this thing was seen. How are we going to go back to that disaster that is passing this and come back? Let me just say with you, I love you. Egypt is my hometown. Naturally, I like Egypt. I miss my friends. But most important person, observe that the writer of Hebrews did not put that apart from the faith. In the role of faith, when you say, by faith, Abraham, Abraham is his womb, a womb there. By faith, Joshua. By faith, Moses forsook the treasure of Egypt. By faith, he did this. By faith, from God to Egypt, to Moses, he skipped boundaries. That he skipped the entire years in the wilderness. The 40 years. Why? Because God never sent them. The law that was in operation in those 40 years in the wilderness was never from God. So you can't be teaching that as a New Testament ministry. Paul never recommended Moses passing the sea as faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the message of the New Testament will point to Christ. It will point to Christ. It will not point to people's sin. When you're preaching, you don't say, any of you, idolater, fornicator. No. In the local church, you don't even mention that at all. You know what Paul's words were? He says, such were some of you, but you are washed. Some washed. We are washed by the washing of regeneration, the renewing of the Holy Ghost. In Ephesians 2, 5, 26, he said, you are washed by the word of God. In John 17:17, he said, sanctify them through your word, your word. We are sanctified through the truth. John 17:17. You learn something? So, the New Testament does not point to people saying, oh no, 1,000 times. No. You don't teach people sin. You teach remission of sins. That's what Jesus asked you to preach. Stay with the message. So, make that distinction in your ministries. What people must hear you speak must be the work of Christ, not the work of man. Shall I come again? Make that distinction in your ministry. Where you have a ministry, what people must hear you say every time must be what? The work of God. Not what? Not the work of man. Say, let us stop. If he stops, he will start again. How many of you observe that? If he stops himself without the message of Christ, he will start again. Because man cannot save himself. Alright? So, the works of man for salvation is not the New Testament ministry. Work out your salvation. I don't know what Philippians 2:12. Work out your salvation. If you are traveling. I find that funny. Because the problem was that Paul commended them to have been fast. In that place. But I don't want, as I'm going now, obey in my absence. Not just because you are seeing me. Because it's possible that because of just Paul, half of New Testament is starting for you. So you have to obey. You have to do everything. You know, you be judged. Many Paul was a pastor. Because you receive this directly. So, Paul said, because I obey in my presence, but in my absence, obey. When I'm gone, walk out your salvation. That is, your position that is in, ensure that you are living it out. Live from the inside out. In verse 39, you now put it as, it is God that is working in you. What to do? That is the present issue. Walk out! Brethren, are you working out the salvation? Salvation is not the things I used to do. I do them no more. Things I used to do. Yeah. I do them no more. It's a great change. So, if I used to pray, I won't pray no more. You just said things you used to do. You didn't qualify what you used to do. Okay, bad things I used to do. The New Testament is not the things you used to do. No, the New Testament is who I used to be. I am no more. I'm a new man, changed by the Spirit of God, washed by the Word. That's the New Testament. The New Testament ministry points to the work of God. It is what? The ministry of the Spirit. The ministry. Every pastor must learn this. The ministry of the Spirit.
is not based and is not focused on what man can do. No. It is based on what Christ has done. Are you hearing something?
So, work of man for salvation is not the ministry. New dimension points to the Spirit. It points to the inward working. Say the inward working. Say the inward working. It points to forgiveness of sin. When you see someone preaching and pointing out people's sin, that is not a New Testament preacher. The way you know a telling preacher is in what? What is what? Sent. What is sent? Doesn't push people's inadequacies? No. So ask yourself, what am I preaching? What are you preaching? What are you preaching? Are you a master in pointing out people's flaws? Are you a master in doing that? No. You shouldn't be. As a pastor, as a preacher of the gospel, you must learn to minister without showing people what they are doing. How do you show them? What Jesus has done. That's an effective way of living. You're living from the inside out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are you preaching? Is your ministry that of the Spirit? I don't know how people are falling. You can fall. If you are a good man, listen. If you are a sound pastor, you will intentionally play down the spectacle. You know what? You should have observed it here. Play down. Yes, intentionally. Don't give your audience itchy ears. Itchy ears that all they now want to see is people fall under the power, live working. Yeah. Because as a pastor, if you keep up with that, you don't want to keep it up. And so you start staging your office. Say, so, this is what you fall. This is what you fall. Yes. That's how paying people before. Take it. Just okay. Look, guys, I won't even touch you. As I'm just coming. Let me shout it. Yay! And you fall. Now start staging miracles. You have to take energy choir under the rock. Now the Lord shall push it there. Or you use your hand to push the person, you don't get the wire. But the wire, oh, yeah, stop, stop. How does that feel? You go. Here I say, the power of God is here. I like the church. The power of God. As a new design preacher, help yourself. Stay with the message. The miracle is not the message. The miracle is the message, you know. However, but you know people that receive message without miracles, without seeing things. Just a blessed is the man that believes without sin. What a savage for Thomas. Thomas must have been very bad that day. Blessed is the man that believes without sin. New Testament ministry is not a what is done as it were. Is it what is done? That's what she goes. Once you enter like this, angel and your head, you get no blood. You hear voice like, oh, that's what she goes. Voice like, oh, my God, my son, my son. This is definitely a stupid fellow of you at the same time. You get, you don't talk to you. Leave that ministry as I was coming. Well, that's what she says. Leave that ministry is not a mad man is talking to you, yeah? See, mad man just give me things. Just give me a revelation. That man is true. Mad. You know, mad man. God cannot talk to you again. It's not mad man that is hearing God for you. Yeah. You're poor. You are poor. You are worse. That before. Okay. I have a special ministry in the body of Christ. Once I need a revelation, I walk to the closest madman. That's what I just walk to tell me things.
My notes came down. I don't care your age. Sir, you are stupid, sir. You are not aware, sir. Let us sit down, let me teach you. Your main festival is the ministry of the Spirit of God. The New Testament ministry is not built on signs and wonders. It's built on the Word of God. Is that it? It's instructive. Not built on signs and wonders. You don't know it by miracles. You know it by the message. You don't know the New Testament ministry by miracles. You know people have miracles. Elijah has miracles. You want to know miracles? Elijah. Ah. Fire. Who made miracles? Oh my God. The imagine someone just sitting on the mountain. And 50 people came to you. And you're like, what are you guys doing for you? But the king has to call you. Can you come down now? Me. No. Elijah was talking to me. And fire consumed 50 people at once. And he sent another batch. He sees it the same thing. Last batch, you are rice. And you are coming just like that. You must have been seeing ashes. Men like this. Men like that. Captain Zoro. Okay, like if you don't know the thing, don't worry. You know? He had that kind of thing. But he never preached class. He had no single chance about that. Yet to me, Elijah is one of the worst prophets. Yeah. I would rather be Obadiah. It's not about the miracles. It's about the utterance, the words, the message. Elijah is a minor prophet. Elisha is the same. Samuel 2. You want to know prophets? Moses, Abraham, Noah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Hosea, Habakkuk, Obadiah. Those who spoke about Christ. Man. Isaiah so much spoke about Christ that if you don't see it in his writing, you are blind. What God told us? Oh God, the child is born. The son is born. The kingdom shall be upon his shoulder. He had not seen, as I said, even though your sins be as red as can, I made them white as snow. The promise of the deep of it. But do Jesus. So, in your ministry, you don't follow miracles. And sure as a believer, you are not miracle testing. Miracle testing. So the New Testament is the work of the Spirit. It is known by what he said. Hallelujah. So calm down and preach Christ. Tell your neighbor, calm down and preach Christ. See there, we calm down. Say, Bob. I'm done. Say, wait, say, Bob. I'm just saying, sis. Bob, calm down and preach Christ. Because we are hidden ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. So I minister by the Spirit. Minister by the Spirit. I preach Christ, not condemnation. I preach Christ, not people's faults. I preach Christ, not people's inadequacies. I point them to Christ, because the focus is on Christ. Come on, let's go. Let's go.